Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm on board the American Countess, the brand new riverboat from American Queen Steamboat Company. We're sailing on the inaugural cruise up the Mississippi from New Orleans to Memphis. I'm here with Rodney Bailey, who is the Vice President of Hotel Operations for American Queen Steamboat Company. And we're going to get a sense of all the different, the accommodations, the food, everything you can get here on American Countess and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Rodney, first of all, congratulations on this brand new riverboat, which I understand is your first, and because you come from oceans and hotels, and so this is really the first time you've experienced it. One, it's a great boat, that's for sure. But tell us a little bit about your impressions of this riverboat coming from the oceans.
Well, thank you, James. For my first impression is that the ship is welcoming. It's open, spacious, luxurious, from all of our dining options, the public areas, our staterooms.
Well, so then, and of course, the accommodations. Let's talk about those staterooms because they're pretty impressive. There are only about four categories of cabins, but they all come very well appointed. But tell our viewers, our travel advisors, what their clients can get on board in terms of the cabins, the staterooms.
Certainly. Three of our options are our veranda rooms. We have a social veranda so that you can actually visit and socialize with your neighbors.
Okay.
And then we have our private verandas, and then we have our inside category.
And then within the rooms, they're very well appointed. I love the beds. I love the lighting, everything else about it. But tell us a little bit about what is in those rooms.
Yeah, I would say they rival any of the ocean liners I've worked on. The spacious bathrooms, the appointments that we have in
large showers.
Large showers, yes. The appointments that we have are Rome products for the amenities, our Keurig machines, irons, our alarm clocks with the QBs, and our...
I love that. You know, you go to hotels now, you can't find an alarm clock or even one that is digital. So, you know, I wake up in the night, I have no idea what time it is, and there it is. But yeah, they are wonderful accommodations. And then you have sort of balconies. I'm on deck two. You got a balcony there, and upstairs you have kind of patios, right?
That's correct. We have a veranda, seating available on each veranda. You have two chairs with a small table. And then our sun deck, we have six cabana areas that you can relax and read a book. You can relax and have a cocktail and just watch the river go by.
Which is really a great activity on board. It's really relaxing. Now, here we are actually in the library, which is one of the public rooms. But let's talk about some of those public rooms. You do have this library, which has books and everything else, very well furnished. And what are the other rooms that you have?
I think our most visited will be the chart room, so you can actually see where we're headed, mm-hmm. and take binoculars and look to see the sights along the river. As you mentioned, the library, and we also have the card room, which we have activity tables set up for guests to use. In addition to our main dining room, the grand dining room, we have the River Grill. Outside dining available there as well, so you can watch the paddle wheel, enjoy a beverage. And then our probably the most focal point that we'll have on the boat is the Grand Bar.
Yeah, well, the Grand Bar. Let's talk about this in a second, but I do want to talk about the dining because obviously you oversee all that, and the dining is pretty magnificent, I got to tell you. The Grand Dining Room, first of all, tell us about that, and that pretty much everybody can fit in there, and it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but tell us about the cuisine there.
Yeah, in our current environment, we will be doing two seatings in the Grand Dining Room, and we're trying to feature local culinary items as we're going through the rivers. But you can do an express breakfast so that you can be on your way and not have the whole meal service. And then we're doing lunch. And then we're also offering an express dinner service.
Yeah, well, I know you and I both led the Nashville check-in yesterday, and that was pretty damn good, I got to tell you.
Yes, I did eat all of mine, and I was about to order another portion.
And then last night we had the blackened snapper, which I think your CEO, John Wagner, also enjoyed. So there's always a sort of a southern regional choice, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what about the River Grill itself? Which we have not had access to it during this cruise because we actually not too much of a big compliment on board. But tell us about the River Grill.
Yeah, we'll be debuting the River Grill this evening. So it's more of a casual, open environment. So they're not restricted to a certain seating. You can come at any time during the opening hours, which will be 6:30 until 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and really enjoy, again, watching the paddle wheel. And there's also a bar, fully stocked bar there, so you can enjoy a cocktail after you finish your dinner.
And then if you haven't had enough then, there's also a place called Perks where you can get coffee and soft serve ice cream, which is something similar to what you have on the other ships, right?
Absolutely. We have an attendant that will be able to serve you our traditional soft serve ice cream, homemade cookies, popcorn, beverage station will be available also.
No, that's great. I know a lot of my colleagues have been sort of gorging on the soft serve ice cream a little bit. But now tell us a little bit about, well, the big thing, the social center, the hub, the Grand Bar. And thank you. You were responsible for getting me a special drink because I asked for a certain thing. I gave an idea and you guys figured it out, right?
Yeah. I think that was a Moscow Mule and we did it with a little pineapple juice. So
we had to rename it then, right?
Yes. We've got our own cocktail for you.
Yeah.
So the Grand Bar is actually featuring one of our all-inclusive beverage selections, but also we have a connoisseur's list. So those are items that guests can actually purchase that would not be included in the all-inclusive package. But we have an available list of beverages that would probably rival any land-based hotel I've been on or any cruise line that I've worked for.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you have a big pedigree in you were at Celebrity Cruises. I know I hear you were at Mandarin, Ritz-Carlton. So how does this compare in terms of luxury for what you've experienced?
Yeah, in my experience, I would consider that we're a floating boutique hotel. We are on the river, but we have accommodations, again, that I think rival any land-based hotel that I've been at.
Yeah, and of course, then you get to go very slowly up the river. As we're doing right now, we're going upriver, and it's been great.
And then
also, you have a lot of activities on board. We've had cooking classes. I just came from a biscuit class. You have entertainment every night as we're sailing upriver. I think we're missing the movie right now. But
yeah, the movie is playing now.
Okay. But every when you're on the river, you can do that. And there's literally four or five things to do every day. So if you get bored or anything like that, well, you can always come in here and read. Right.
Absolutely. In addition to those activities, our Riverlorean that we have on board that's educating the guest on the way along the river.
Of course. And then if you really want to watch the river, you got all these great white rockers right in the bow of the ship. You just sit there and watch the river go by, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rodney, first of all, congratulations on this great brand new riverboat, American Countess. It's a great addition to the fleet, and congratulations on your very first riverboat. Because and I know you're going to be overseeing all three of them, and actually four of them if you're like this. So hopefully you're going to get a chance to enjoy them a lot in the future.
Looking forward to that, and also looking forward to having each of you on board.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.